In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Climate negotiators from nearly 200 countries are meeting in Poland to figure out the rules for putting the Paris Climate Agreement into practice. It's considered the most important climate meeting since the Paris Agreement was reached 3 years ago. You may recall that the U.S. withdrew from that agreement, but it turns out U.S. negotiators are at this meeting. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports on just what they're doing there.
The Paris Agreement set emissions reduction targets for countries. This current meeting will determine a lot of how those targets will be met and what information countries will have to share about their progress. Elliot Derringer is with the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions. He says the U.S. has typically pushed for a lot of information sharing.
Historically, the U.S. has been the strongest counterweight to China, for instance, which has tended to resist stronger transparency requirements.
That position isn't likely to change under Trump, who values fairness in international deals. But negotiating power may have, since he's promised to exit the deal. David Wasko is with the World Resources Institute.
There's no question that the U.S. has less leverage at the table. It has less of a leg to stand on in advocating for its policy approach and agenda.
Other countries and the European Union may step in to try to fill the void, but they may not go as far as the U.S. would like. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.